Hello again, friends. It's so nice to be speaking with all of you again so soon. I wish it was under better circumstances. Today I'm going to be presenting my interview with OELC's Executive Director, Lisa Buchanan, who will be talking to us about the things happening with OELC's 2020 season. If you haven't heard any of the announcements that have gone out so far this week, I'm going to recommend that you look up any of OELC's social media profiles or drop by www.oelccaso.com. And now, without any further ado, here's my interview with Lisa Buchanan. Today, I'm speaking with OELC's Executive Director, Lisa Buchanan, about OELC's 2020 season and how OELC is weathering the storm that is COVID-19. Lisa, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me, Nathan.
Thanks so much for coming on. I should tell everybody we had a very different podcast episode that we had planned to do about all of Lisa's contributions and the things that she's brought to OELC over the years. And we are going to have to go down a different road this evening to discuss what's happening up at OELC. So without further ado, I'm going to dive right into our questions. COVID-19 has had some major impacts on education and recreation programs, not to mention our society as a whole. I'm sure it hasn't been easy. Can you tell us what it's been like for you and your staff at OELC over the past few months?
Thanks, Nathan, and thanks for your flexibility with this. It's been a challenge, that's for certain. As the whole world can appreciate and empathize, there's been a lot of moving information. Lots of emotion, you know, when you consider OELC CASO and all that it means to each and us and every one of us and all that's at stake. You know, OELC is meant to be packed. You know, it's an empty site, and we had lots of exciting plans for this spring, summer, and fall, the entire season. So, you know, we really just had to keep ourselves grounded in facts. We've also recognized we have a deep responsibility to remain informed and make decisions on the most up-to-date information. So, you know, when we have 200 youth on site, we take them as our own and recognize that responsibility wholly. And that means the world to us. And we really, you know, there's been a weight on our shoulders to ensure that we do make the most responsible decision going forward. We want to make sure, you know, there's clear and concise information for everyone, that communications are timely and appropriate for all of our family supporters and donors. So it's been a real mix for us. There's certainly been a feeling of unity. Everyone's working together on site in the best interest of our youth and the season ahead. So, you know, we've been sad, we've been proud. We've really felt the collection of our team. You know, you would have seen our organizational announcement now, carried by the heart and soul of our community, our staff, our youth facilitators, and some of our youth even. And we're really, really proud of that.
So what can you tell us about the upcoming season? What's happening at OELC? What's going to be happening?
Yeah, great question. So it's a historic time. For the first time since 1948, we will not have people on site in an active manner for an OELC CASO course. The decision has been made by the board of directors to close entirely for the 2020 season, and that's for our courses, for our user groups, rentals, everyone that had planned to sort of come to be on site. And that decision was not taken lightly. So it's going to be a season like no other, and we're going to really have to, it's challenging us to think creatively for sure.
I've known for very briefly, and it's still having an emotional impact on me just hearing you say that again. It's hard to take, because it's just hard to fathom. The place has such an extraordinary impact has had such an extraordinary impact on all of us. I can
Absolutely.
Imagine how hard that was. Can you walk me through the thinking process that led to this decision?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's been a lot of thinking. There's been a lot of thought. and a lot of laying awake in bed, that's for sure. But there's been a team of us, really. When you look at the board of directors, we have an incredible group of leaders. There's senior leaders in school boards, post-secondary institutions, corporate Canada, even a Canadian senator. So we're very well informed and in the loop with, you know, where our various institutions and trends are. We've been in good touch with the local health unit, as well as weekly town halls and updates from the Ontario Camping Association. So there's been a lot of thought, almost too much information.
Okay, that's fair.
But with that, you know, I think one of the biggest things that we had to look in the mirror and hold up our values. And when we look at our organizational values, the question came out the other night, can we remain open and withhold our values? And the resounding answer was no, we cannot. We cannot look every parent in the face or guardian and say, we know 100% that your child on site will be safe. And that's a massive, you know, I spoke to that responsibility, but that really was profound in the decision making. The OELC has unique core staff in and out each week. So to quarantine everyone, some camps could quarantine for the entire summer and guarantee that all their staff have not been offsite. You know, we have a unique group in every single week. So that really would be challenging.
Let's talk about, on the podcast, we often talk about the impact OELC has made on our alumni and their experiences. You've had a variety of roles and experiences with OELC. Can you tell me how that's influenced your decision-making in the last month?
It's probably been part of what keeps me up a bit more at night.
Okay.
You know, tonight I stand before you and you can't really see it, but I'm in a shirt from the first time I became a teacher facilitator. I was here first in 1992 in grade 7 and through high school as a youth facilitator. And I think, you know, I always put these shirts on when I'm positioning myself in different roles and to never forget the perspectives of everyone involved. And so, you know, it's informed every step of the way. It's also brought, you know, a deep connection and responsibility in my thinking as to, you know, the communications. Those leaders, I've been that leader that's so keen to come this summer. I've been that youth facilitator that, you know, got the phone call to come back, and this means the world right now. So I understand, and you know, as a teacher, what it means to come back and be refueled and relit by this. So at every turn, you know, in sharing this information, I get it. And it fuels us, even more to help find our way forward and keep every layer of all of our people unified and thought of going forward.
And I have to thank you for my own sake. Over the last little while, there have been various little videos that you've posted from the site. And it doesn't matter if it's blowing snow or crazy wind or you're running up a hill. It doesn't make any difference. Just the sight of the place is restorative. I mean, even now, nobody can see this but me, but I can see the OELC office behind you. And that in and of itself is enough to remind me of why this is so important and why we must continue to fight on. So thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And, you know, I also realize, like, when I look out, how lucky I am to look out. Right. And how many times I've been away from this place over my lifetime and just felt like I need a good cooch sunset. So, you know, I've looked a few times and gone, oh, I need this. And it's like, wait a second, I'm not the only one. And I go live on Instagram mm-hmm. for a sunset and have 100 people on there in 3 minutes.
Yep. I'm usually there demanding butter tarts, but that's okay. Sorry, I have my own obsessions, but that's all right. Okay, so I should ask you about a few other things. Over the past few years, OELC has had a much more robust online presence. What sort of internet-based initiatives will OELC be putting out this year, or is that still in development?
Yeah, a great question. You know, absolutely still in development. We're working on and have our positioning around OELC Castle Cares Initiative. That's a community action ripple effect. We really need to recognize that while our leaders are not here, we can still be doing the great work of leadership in the communities. And that's what we're really all about. When you look at how we differentiate ourselves, the action plans, the strength and skill of our teacher facilitators, who are mostly Ontario teachers, experienced facilitators, we're going to be leaning on those two things to support our youth. They do not need to be here on site for us to lean on those two things to be making a difference. You know, we are working on what the initiative looks like. We have some big ideas. We also have some funding challenges going forward. So we really need to refine and look at what it's all going to look like. We have brainstormed a whole long list of amazing online initiatives and things that we could be doing. We want to make sure we're intentional, meaningful, and still tied to OELC and what we sort of set out to accomplish. We've floated some ideas out. We've had a youth facilitator feedback session. We've picked up the phone and talked to 15 families. So we're really collecting feedback and looking to go forward in a more purposeful way. You know, some of the big ideas, those, we talk about those big, hairy, audacious goals. And one of them that we have right now is a care package around that community action ripple effect and creating a backpack of tools and supports and materials that our youth can still get, supported by OELC and some key community partners that would help them create connection and be well and help others be well. And that's what it's not just what OELC needs right now. It's what the world needs. And what the world needs to be our focus. So we're looking at how we can support what that looks like, you know, already laying away quite a bit going, okay, who are the key partners that we need on that initiative to help us? And certainly we'll be leaning on our teacher facilitators. You know, we've talked about various ideas like book club or maybe some LDAs still, but all the while wanting to maintain the integrity of the OELC experience, which is the human contact, the connection, and making a difference. So stay tuned. We're working on it and it's going to be great.
I'm curious because I've had a few people ask me these questions. OELC is a not-for-profit organization, which is sometimes misunderstood. What sort of impact has this had on OELC financially? And are you looking for donations? And if so, how can they be submitted?
Thanks for asking this question, Nathan. Yes, we're not-for-profit, less profit than ever. What's important to note is we're also a charity. Okay. And we're a registered charity, and that's important. You know, our mandate in what we do with youth and inspiring them as youth agents of change, we can support donations, absolutely. We're working on a monthly giving campaign as we speak, so you can stay tuned for the supports of that. We just put up a profile on Canada Helps, so anyone that wants to donate can either call the office, pick up the phone, and we will be certainly more than grateful for any and all considerations. Every little bit makes a difference. There's also the monthly opportunity. There's different points in the year where we have, you know, the Giving Tuesdays or running a Scotiabank marathon. The Canada Helps platform is kind of cool because you can do peer-to-peer fundraising. So Nathan, if you wanted to just, hey, I'm Nathan Adams, I want to raise some money for OELC, you know, and take on an initiative in your community and then raise funds that way, you can certainly do that. But, you know, you had asked the impact on OELC financially, and this is massive. This is a massive loss. We're on a big piece of land here and have significant expenses. We're going to survive this, but, you know, we're under a crunch. You know, the Ontario Ministry priorities shifted as we entered into 2019 and leaving with us with a major financial gap that we've been working to overcome. And now we're in this situation. So we're going to survive, but it puts us in a very, you know, a different, a vulnerable position. And so we are going to be working very, very hard to ensure that we're here for a really long time. And we're going to need everyone to do that, to help bring everyone together and collectively pull to find our way through.
Okay. And I know from the people I've spoken to recently, and there are lots and lots of people who are interested in donating and being engaged. So I think there is good hope that we can find some support for OALC during this time. I believe we can. Just to wrap up, do you have a message, a specific message for OALC leaders, staff, and alumni? What else can they do to help?
How much time do you have there, Nathan?
I will eventually run out of space on the hard drive, but other than that, you go right ahead.
I always have a message, Nathan, especially when you give me the opportunity to speak with our OALC Caswell family. You know, when we think about our leaders, we're here for you before, we're going to be here for you now, and in the future, we're not going to let you down. We're going to be back with an incredible 2021 season. In the meantime, we're going to need you. We need you to connect with us. We need you to engage in our online challenges. Tell us a story of what you're doing in your communities or with your families. Wear your gear. Help connect with us and connect others to us, as well as, you know, go out there and make a difference. Be proud. You're strong leaders. You can do that even if it's just with your neighbor. To our staff, you'll be home soon. This I promise. We often talk about how our time together can't be taken for granted. It's one thing to drive out here and really not know when you'll be back, as we have many times, but having the faith that you'll be back, and keep that faith. Keep that faith. I know this was unexpected for each and every one of you, but I'll do everything I can to, in posting sunsets and, you know, lean on each other, keep in touch, and we're going to all be back here together soon. To our alumni, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, I love this place, pop us a note. Let us know where you are. You know, we need to build this list of our alumni network. We need to know where everybody is. That would be great. Just go to our website and send a note, because we really want to build this community even stronger in this time that we have right now. To parents, we appreciate everything you do to support your leaders to be here. Parents and guardians, we appreciate your patience in this time. You know, we're going to do everything to honor whatever you need with registration fees and refunds. As we're not an essential business, we're going to need 6 to 8 weeks to process. We're going to be in touch with every single family to walk through options and potential alternative offerings as soon as possible. So thanks for the patience there, and sit tight, and we'll come back with a neat menu of options for sure. In terms of what everyone can do to help, I think the theme here has been about staying connected, reaching out, leaning on one another, but keeping us in the loop as to where you're at and what you're up to, because we're gonna need everyone, and we're gonna have updates on what everything looks like as we go through our social media channels. So that would be the best way to stay informed. And if you have any big ideas, you know, we'd love to hear them. Or if you'd like to take initiative in certain areas, go for it. You know, keep in touch in that way. But mostly, you know, stay safe. We're better together. And the connection and community is up to us. And it's time to be in our communities making a difference.
That's wonderful. Okay, well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today. Is there anything I should have asked you but I didn't?
You know what, Nathan? I think for now, I think you've really helped us, you know, connect with our community and share a bit more about where we're at. So thank you for that.
This concludes this episode of OALC CASO's Shoulders of Giants. I will be back very soon, as I am part of the online OALC presence. I have an extraordinary interview with rapper and artist Lex Leosis to share with you that will be coming within the next few weeks. For now, if I may be allowed to echo Lisa Buchanan, stay home, stay safe, and stay connected.